The Inland Classical Theater Radio Players present William Shakespeare's The Tempest, a 30-minute radio play adapted by Nick Newlin. On board a ship carrying King Alonso of Naples and his men, a bosun directs the crew to fight a great storm. But the ship appears destined to sink.
Bosun!
Here, master! What cheer?
Good. Speak to the mariners. Fall to it. Yearly, or we run ourselves aground. Bestir! Bestir!
Hey, my heart's cheerily! Yar, take up the topsail!
Good boatswain, have care. Where is the master?
I pray now, keep below!
Where is the master, boatswain?
You mar our labor. Keep your cabin.
Nay, good, be patient.
When the sea is, hence who cares these roars for the name of our king? To cabin, trouble us not. Out of our way, I say.
I have great comfort from this fellow. Methinks he hath no drowning mark upon him.
Down with the topmast, yar! Lower! Lower! What do you hear? Do you have a mind to sink?
A pox to your throat! Rolling, blasphemous, and charitable dog!
Work, you man!
Hang you, poor son, it's a poison. We are less afraid to be drowned than thou.
Lay her a hole! What must our mouths be cold?
Now I would give 1,000 furlongs of sea for an acre of barren ground.
Prospero, the former Duke of Milan, has been stranded on a barren island for 12 years with his daughter Miranda. He explains to her that he used his magic to raise the recent storm, but no one was harmed. King Alonso's son, Ferdinand, falls instantly in love with Miranda, to Prospero's delight.
By your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar. Allay them. A brave vessel dashed all to pieces.
Be collected. There's no harm done. I should inform thee farther. Pluck my magic garment from me. Thou must know now farther. 12 years since, Miranda, thy father was the Duke of Milan.
Oh, the heavens!
Thy uncle, called Antonio, did believe he was indeed the Duke. The King of Naples and Antonio prepared a rotten carcass of a boat. There they hoist us to cry to the sea that roared to us.
How came we ashore?
By providence divine.
I pray you, sir, your reason for raising this sea storm?
By accident most strange hath mine enemies brought to this shore. Here, cease more questions. Thou art inclined to sleep. Come, servant. Approach, my Ariel, come.
All hail, great master. I've come to answer thy best pleasure, to ride on the curled clouds, Ariel, and all their quality.
Hast thou, spirit, performed to point the tempest that I bade thee?
To every article. I boarded the king's ship. I flamed amazement. The king's son, Ferdinand, was the first man that leapt, not a hair perished. In troops I have dispersed them about the isle. The king's son have I landed by himself.
Ariel, there's more work.
Is there more toil? Let me remember thee what thou hast promised. My liberty!
Do so, and after 2 days I will discharge thee. Go, make thyself invisible. Awake, dear heart, awake! Thou hast slept well. Awake.
Where should this music be? In the air or the earth?
Full fathom five thy father lies. Those are pearls that were his eyes.
The ditty does remember my drowned father.
What is it? A spirit? It carries a brave form. I might call her a thing divine.
It goes on, I see, as my soul prompts it.
My prime request is... Oh, you wonder. if you be maid or no.
No wonder, sir, but certainly a maid.
They are both in either's powers.
My father's loss, the wreck of all my friends, are but light to me. Might I but through my prison once a day behold this maid.
It works. Thou hast done well, fine Ariel. Thou shalt be free as mountain winds, but then exactly do all points of my command.
To the syllable.
Come, follow.
Having escaped the apparently sinking ship, Trinculo hides under a cloak to weather the storm, where he discovers that the island's ornery monster, Caliban. Drunk Stefano finds them both and shares his bottle with them, which livens things up.
All the infection that the sun sucks up from bogs on Prosperous. Oh, now low. Here comes a spirit of his. I'll fall flat.
Another storm brewing. I know not where to hide my head. What have we here? A man or a fish? Dead or alive?
Oh, fish. Oh, he smells like a fish. Oh.
A strange fish. Legged like a man. And his fins like arms. Warm, oh my troth. Alas, the storm has come again. My best way is to creep under his gabardine. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows.
I shall no more to see. Here shall I die ashore. This is a scurvy tune, too. But here is my comfort.
Do not torment me, oh!
I have not escaped drowning now to be afraid of your... Four legs?
Do not torment me, prithee.
Oh, he's in his fit now. He shall taste of my bottle. Open your mouth.
I should know that voice. It should be... But he is drowned.
Four legs and two voices. A most delicate monster. I will pour some in thy... other mouth.
Stefano! Stefano, I am Trinculo. Be not afeard of thy good friend Trinculo.
I will pull thee by the lesser legs. Thou art very Trinculo indeed. How camest thou be in the siege of a moon calf? Can he vent Trinculos?
But art thou not drowned, Stefano? Oh, Stefano, to Neapolitan scape.
Pretty, do not turn me about. My stomach is not constant.
Oh.
That's a brave god, and bears celestial liquor. I will kneel to him.
How didst thou scape?
Swum ashore, man like a duck.
Here, kiss the buck.
Oh, kiss thy foot. I'll swear myself thy subject. I'll fish for thee and get thee wood enough. A plague on the tyrant I serve. I'll follow thee, the wondrous man. Farewell, master. Farewell, farewell.
A howling monster, a drunken monster.
Ban, ban, Caliban. Has a new master, get a new man. Freedom, hide, hide, freedom.
Oh, brave monster. Lead the way.
Ban, ban, Caliban. Has a new master, get a new man. Freedom, high day, freedom.
Ferdinand is visited by Miranda. Prospero observes them unseen as they exchange marriage vows. Things are starting to heat up.
This, my mean task, would be heavy to me. But... the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead and makes my labors pleasures.
Work not so hard. Rest yourself. I'll bear your logs the while.
No, precious creature. I had rather break my back than you should such dishonor undergo while I sit lazy by.
A poor worm, thou art infected.
What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, My father, I have broke your hest to say so.
Admired Miranda. Oh, you are created of every creature's best.
How features are abroad I am skillless of. I would not wish any companion in the world but you.
The very instant that I saw you did my heart fly to your service. And, for your sake, I am this patient log man.
Do you love me?
I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honor you.
I'm a fool to weep at what I'm glad of.
Fair encounter of two most rare affections.
I am your wife, if you will marry me.
Aye, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in it. And now farewell.
A thousand thousand.
So glad of this as they I cannot be who are surprised withal. But my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet ere supper time must I perform much business appertaining.
Trinculo and Caliban quarrel with the help of the invisible fairy Ariel. Caliban urges Stefano to kill Prospero. What a monstrous thing to do.
Servant monster, drink to me.
Let me lick thy shoe. I thank my noble lord. As I told thee before, I am subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island.
Thou liest.
Thou liest, thou jesting monkey. Thou, I do not lie.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more, I will supplant some of your teeth.
I did nothing.
Didst thou not say he lied?
Thou liest.
Do I so? Take thou that.
Oh.
Proceed.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with Prospero in the afternoon to sleep. There thou mayest brain him with a log or cut his wezen with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot, as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command, and most deeply to consider is the beauty of his daughter. She will become thy bed, and I bring thee forth brave brood.
Monster! I will kill this man! His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces, and Trinculo and thyself shall be viceroys. Huh? Come on, Trinculo, let us sing! Flout him and scout him,
thought is free.
Be not afeard, the isle is full of noises that give delight and hurt not.
This will prove to be a brave kingdom to me, where I shall have my music for nothing. Lead monster, we'll follow.
Flout him and scout him, thought is free.
King Alonso and his party are visited by strange shapes that invite them to a banquet. Ariel appears as a large winged bird called a harpy and accuses three of the men of overthrowing Prospero's dukedom, threatening them with a fate worse than death. Rule number one, never mess with a harpy.
I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache.
Sit down and rest. Even here I will put off my hope. He is drowned, whom thus we stray to find. Well, let him go.
I am right glad that he's so out of hope.
The next advantage will we take thoroughly.
Let it be tonight. What harmony is this?
Marvelous, sweet music!
Now I will believe that there are unicorns.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me?
I will stand 2 feet.
You are three men of sin, whom destiny hath caused to belch up you. I have made you mad!
Oh, guard!
You fools! Your swords may as well wound the loud winds or kill the still-closing waters. You three from Milan did supplant good Prospero, exposed unto the sea, him and his innocent child. Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft and do pronounce by me lingering perdition.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel. My chai charms work, and these mine enemies are now in my power.
Oh, it is monstrous! Monstrous!
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison, now begins to bite the spirits.
Prospero gives his daughter's hand to Ferdinand, and the couple are married. He suddenly remembers the threat posed by Caliban and company and drives them out with spirits disguised as dogs. Rule number two, never mess with a magician.
Take my daughter.
I hope for quiet days, fair issue, and long life.
What, Ariel? My industrious servant, Ariel?
Here I am.
I must use you in such another trick. Go bring the rabble, or whom I give thee power, here to this place.
Before you could say come and go, each one tripping on his toe will be here with mop and mow. Do you love me, master? No?
Dearly, my delicate Ariel. Oh, I'd forgot that foul conspiracy of the beast Caliban and his confederates against my life. The minute of their plot is almost come.
This is strange. Your father's in some passion that works him strongly.
Never till this day saw I him touched with anger so distempered.
My brain is troubled.
We wish your peace.
Ariel, come.
What's thy pleasure?
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban. Where didst thou leave these varlets?
I left them i' the filthy mantled pool beyond your cell.
This was well done, my bird. Thy shape invisible retain thou still.
I go.
I will plague them all, even to roaring.
Oh. Pray you, tread softly.
Monster, I do smell all horse piss, at which my nose is in great indignation.
So is mine.
Be patient, my king. Be quiet. This is the mouth of the cell. Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own forever, and I, thy Caliban, thy footlicker.
Hey, mountain, oh. Hey!
Silver eye, there it goes! Silver!
Let them be hunted soundly. At this hour lie at my mercy all mine enemies. Follow and do me service.
Prospero releases Alonso and his party from their charmed state and renounces the further use of his magic. Prospero's dukedom is restored. All is forgiven and family members are reunited. Almost everyone is well on the way to being free. This must be a Shakespearean comedy.
Now does my project gather to a head. My charms crack not, my spirits obey. How fares the king and his followers?
Just as you left them, all prisoners, sir. Gonzalo's tears run down his beard like winter's drops from eaves of reeds.
I am struck to the quick. The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. Go release them, Ariel. My charms I'll break.
I'll fetch them, sir.
I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azured vault set roaring war. But this rough magic I here abjure. I'll break my staff, I'll drown my book. There stand, for you are all spell-stopped. Most cruelly didst thou, Alonso, use me and my daughter. Thy brother was a furtherer in the act, would here have killed your king. Quickly, spirit, thou shalt ere long be free.
Merrily, merrily shall I live now, under the blossom that hangs on the bough.
My dainty Ariel, to the king's ship, there shalt thou find the master and the boatswain. Enforce them to this place presently.
I drink the air before me and return.
Behold, Sir King, the wronged Duke of Milan, Prospero.
Thy pulse beats as of flesh and blood, and since I saw thee, the affliction of my mind amends. The dukedom I resign and do entreat. Thou pardon me my wrongs.
But you, my brace of lords, were I so minded, I here could justify you traitors.
The devil speaks in him.
No. For you, most wicked sir, I do forgive thy rankest fault.
I have lost my dear son, Ferdinand.
I have lost my daughter. I will requite you with as good a thing.
Father?
My son! If this prove a vision of the island, one dear son shall I lose twice.
A most high miracle!
Oh, the seas threaten, they are merciful. I have cursed them without cause.
Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in it!
'Tis new to thee.
Is she the goddess that hath severed us, and brought us thus together?
Sir, she is mortal, but by immortal providence she's mine. She is daughter to this famous Duke of Milan, and second father this lady makes him to me.
I am hers. I must ask my child forgiveness. Give me your hands.
Be it so. Amen! Bosun, what is the news?
We've safely found our king and company. Our ship, which we gave out split, is tight and yar and bravely rigged as when we first put to sea.
My tricksy spirit, thou shalt be free. Set Caliban and his companions free. Untie the spell. How fares, my gracious sir? There are yet missing of your company.
What things are these, my Lord Antonio? Will money buy them?
One of them is a plain fish, and no doubt marketable.
This misshapen demi-devil had plotted with them to take my life.
I shall be pinched to death!
Is not this Stefano my drunken butler? And Trinculo is reeling ripe. How camest thou in this pickle?
I have been in such a pickle since I saw you last.
How now, Stefano?
I am not Stefano, but a cramp.
Go, sirrah, to my cell.
Aye, that I will. What a thrice double ass was I to take this drunkard for a god and worship this dull fool.
Your Highness, in the morn I'll bring you to your ship. And thence retire me to my Milan, where every third thought shall be my grave.
I long to hear the story of your life, which must take the air strangely.
I'll deliver all, and promise you calm seas, auspicious gales. My Ariel, chick, to the elements be free, and fare thou well. Now my charms are all o'erthrown. And what strength I have's mine own. But release me from my bands with the help of your good hands. As you from crimes would pardoned be, let your indulgence set me free.
Our revels now are ended. These are actors. We're all spirits and are melted into air. Into thin air. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
And therein concludes the play. Yay! All right, nice work, everybody.